Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donohoe was meeting with Cabinet colleagues this evening to nail down the final details of Budget 2025. Donegal County Council has voted to keep the local property tax rate unchanged. There were 313 admitted patients awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital during the month of September, 46% reduction on the September 2023 figure of 580, and a comprehensive study into cement and concrete has shown the extent to which the level of deterioration of inner leaf and foundations is slower than outer leaf. These stories in full plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will be here with the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first, Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donohoe is meeting with Cabinet colleagues this evening to nail down the final details of Budget 2025. The social welfare budget is among the last to be finalised, though it's been confirmed there will be a €12 a week increase across core welfare rates. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is also due in last-minute meetings. Former Minister Ivan Yates says despite big spending, the plans are more prudent than what the opposition has in mind.
What they're going to say is, OK, you may not like what we're doing, splurging all this cash, but would you like to have the shinners in? This is money well spent politically. That's the sense I'm getting of it. And also, some of these surplus figures are off the charts in terms of, like, if you look across Europe, there's nobody running surpluses like this.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has denied claims there was a row in government over giving a smaller increase in rates to the long-term unemployed. He says it's not an issue that ever featured in the discussions.
No, I mean, there was never a big discussion about it. And kind of, genuinely, I think there's been a bit of a misspin here, a bit of mischief going on from a political point of view, because this only surfaced in the media. It hadn't been surfaced at any meetings that I attended prior to my reading about it in the media.
Meanwhile, the Universal Basic Income trial scheme for the arts is set to be extended and the government's sports budget will rise by 10% next year. Those are some of the measures which have been agreed in last-minute budget negotiations. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has the latest.
Last-minute meetings have been happening through the day ahead of a summit of the coalition party leaders and the financial ministers planned for 6:30 this evening. Among the final measures agreed are a 10% rise in the sports budget, including money to build on the success of the Olympics. The education budget is shaping up with more money to recruit up to 1,500 special needs assistants next year, an extension of the waiver on exam fees and money to allow secondary schools to buy gear to implement no-phone zones. Core social welfare payments are in line for a €12 a week rise, while the details of the social welfare and housing budgets, along with final tax decisions, still remain outstanding this evening.
Local property tax will remain unchanged in Donegal. After lengthy discussions for much of the day, councillors voted to retain LPT at 15% above the baseline, as was implemented in 2020. Motion to reduce the LPT to 15% below the baseline, as proposed by Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Asbaugh, was defeated, while Councillor Michael McBride's proposal to return to the LPT baseline also fell. A motion by Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh to retain the current rate was passed after a vote. Sinn Féin, along with a number of independents and members of the 100% Redress Party, voted against the proposal. The rate will now be retained for the next 5 years, something Councillor Kieran Brogan says is significant.
I suppose the most important thing that came out of today for me was the explanation of exactly what's going on. And I think there's been a lot of confusion around the local property tax. I think the local property tax hasn't changed since 2020. That's important. For the last 4 years, it hasn't changed. And, you know, there may have been different posts of misinformation put out there over the last number of years about the local property tax. I think the one thing that today did give us an opportunity to, I think the executive explained the implications of this. It's not just about the 1.4 million, but it gives us the ability and the capacity to go and borrow more. And they were telling us that we can borrow up to 19 million more with the 1.4 million. But I think it's important now that it hasn't been increased since 2020, and we've agreed now that it won't be increased for the next 5 years. That's a fair significant development by us as a council. It shows that we're a council that's willing to step up to the mark. We've been very ambitious with a lot of capital plans, and you know, we've opened 200 million in different areas of capital works ongoing. And I suppose I tried to explain it myself in the chamber earlier. It's about whether you're going to the credit union or going to the bank or to borrow. I think it's about demonstrating your own ability to pay. And once the department is allocating funding to us, we're stepping up to the plate to say, whatever the project is, whether it's a URDF for Letterkenny, whether it's a pier for Port Salon, or whether it's something for whatever different areas, I think that shows that we're stepping up to do it. And I think even the newer members that were somewhat confused in the morning would have learned a lot from the day.
Sinn Féin had argued that LPT should be phased out and a new model for funding local government found. Councillor Gary Doherty believes local property tax is only lobbing another burden on people.
We don't agree that the LPT should be increased and put an extra burden on hard-working local families here in Donegal. I think it's clear, and I think there's probably cross-party agreement that the way local government is funded at the moment is wrong. It's not working, and it's completely flawed. We need to have a fundamental look at how local government is funded, and a complete change in how we do business in this country.
There were 313 admitted patients awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital during the month of September, a 46% reduction on the September 2023 figure of 580. It marks the fourth year of reductions. In 2021, the figure was 821, and in 2022, it was 666. Nationally, over 9,600 patients were awaiting beds this month. The INMO's Trolley Watch figures show more than 3,000 of them were in the country's three most overcrowded hospitals. University Hospital Limerick remains the worst affected, followed by Cork and Galway University Hospitals. The Nursing Union, which will hold a series of protests this Wednesday, says it's now heading into the hardest period of the year without safe staffing levels. A comprehensive study into cement and concrete has shown the extent to which the level of deterioration of inner leaf and foundations is slower than outer leaf. The study confirms that internal sulphate attack brought on by oxidised pyrotite is the cause of failure in Donegal homes. As controversy continues with regards to the level of downgrading of engineers' recommendations, the report's authors also point to the danger of treating outer leaf only, saying that while the deterioration is slower internally, it is happening, and not addressing it means there will be serious problems in the future. Dr. Andreas Lehmann of the Swiss Federal Laboratories for Materials and Science Technology says report's findings are clear.
In this project, we looked at four homes, one that is not damaged and three damaged homes, and we have investigated the block work in the internal and in the inner leaf and outer leaf, the rising blocks, and we had some samples from foundation, and the paper summarizes the microstructural analysis and the degree of deterioration that we have found in the different components. What we're dealing here is pyrotite oxidation that releases sulfur into the concrete. This sulfur reacts with components of the concrete and forms new minerals that lead to expansion and strength loss. Now, just imagine you drive a nail into a barn on the outer side and the inner side. The outer side, of course, is exposed to the water and it starts to rust. This is actually just what happens with the pyrotite in the outer leaf. There is oxygen available, there is moisture available, and the pyrotite rusts and releases the sulfur and starts its attack. In the inner leaf, the moisture level is, of course, lower, and this entire process is slowed down. However, we see the same thing as in the outer leaf, the same process in the rising blocks. It goes slower there because there's less oxygen. There's a lot of moisture there, but there's less oxygen. So the environment really affects how fast this reaction proceeds.
New laws are being proposed to help clamp down on the sale and distribution of smoky fuel. Local authorities responsible for policing the current regulations have called for greater enforcement powers. According to the Irish Independent, new legislation being proposed would allow council staff to top vehicles, confiscate unapproved fuels, and in some cases raid private homes. Nearly 1,600 premature deaths in Ireland are linked to polluted air. Ronnie Haw from the EPA says there are much better ways to heat your home.
We're not asking for anyone to go cold this winter. It's very important to people's health that they stay warm. But there are people who have alternative sources of heat for their homes, such as oil systems. And we're saying if you have a choice to make, please use the better one for the environment, but mainly for the sake of your own health and those around you.
Proposed increases in the housing adaptation grant limits and income thresholds have been described as lifelines for many families in Donegal by Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConlogue. Grant limits will rise by over 30% and income thresholds by 25%, with the new rates set to be in place in early 2025. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
At the weekend, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien announced his intention to increase grant limits by over 30% and the income thresholds by 25% for those applying for support under the Housing Adaptation Grants for Older People and People with a Disability Scheme. Minister McConlogue says the proposed changes follow publication of the report on the review of the Housing Adaptation Grants for Older People and People with a Disability Scheme, which recommends amendments to the schemes, as well as changes in grant limits and income thresholds. The report also recommends reducing the local authority funding contribution to 15% from the existing 20%, together with a number of amendments to the means test. The department will now proceed to implement the recommendations through a statutory instrument, with the aim of introducing the revised scheme in the first quarter of next year.
A Donegal TD says moves towards cashless venues and businesses severely disadvantage some people more than others, and government must ensure that people are given a choice to pay in cash. Supporting an access to cash bill which is going through the Dáil, Deputy Thomas Pringle says easy access to your money through whatever means is vitally important, and this is why we need to ensure that people are given the option of cash or card. On today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Pringle says he was recently at a GAA match between Killybegs and Four Masters in Ardrah, and people were not allowed to pay in cash. He says that trend must be resisted.
Whether there's an appetite or not for the acceptance of cash, cash should be accepted. And that's the reality of the situation. I know, for example, around Dublin and stuff like that, there's coffee shops and stuff like that that just refuse to take cash. And if you attend, go in there to try buy a cup of coffee, they won't take cash, and you won't get your coffee. And that's just wrong. And it's not. And there's quite a lot of people. I get representations here in the office quite regularly from people who aren't able to use card and aren't willing to change either, and don't see why they should have to change. And I would have to agree with them. You know, if the state wants to move to a totally cashless society and stuff like that, there, that might come over time, but while that's coming on and while cash is still legal tender, it has to be facilitated and it has to be taken, and that's the way it should be.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Oisín Kelly's here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with soccer, and Stephen Kenny has warned his St Pat's players that Friday's demolition of Shamrock Rovers will count for nothing. Tonight, the Saints head to Tulka Park to play SSE Airtrusty Premier Division leaders Shelburne. Victory for Shells will establish a 7-point lead at the top of the table, while the Saints are looking to keep alive hopes of a return to Europe. Meanwhile, Damien Duff says his Shelburne players must continue to believe that they are the best team in the Premier Division. He's told the club's media that they have to lay down a marker.
Maybe it's sometimes over the last couple of weeks, even in the cup game when they're going to Derry, they doubt that they've been the best team. So yeah, now it's 31 games. They've made their lead bigger. They have been. There's five to go. And it's imperative that after the 36th game, we can say we're the best.
Kick-off tonight for that big Dublin fixture is at 7:15. Cross-channel, Southampton's quest for a first win of their Premier League season takes them to Bournemouth tonight. There's an 8 o'clock start at the Vitality Stadium there. Southampton boss Russell Martin admits it's frustrating not to have points on the board, but says they're working on self-improvement more than worrying about their opposition.
We're just learning more and more about ourselves and about our group and trying to focus on that and trying to be better at what we do and trying to help the players as much as we possibly can, because we can't really impact the opponents and the level of opponents and what they do.
And Gaelic Games' 15 Kerry players have been shortlisted for the TG Ceathair Women's Football All-Stars. They've been rewarded for August resounding 3-14-11.1 over Galway that saw the Brendan Martin Cup return to the Kingdom. Galway themselves received 9 nominations, with 8 going the way of Division 1 League champions Armagh. Donegal have not been included in the list of nominations. Dublin have 5 nominated, Cork have 4, while players from Meath, Kildare, Tipperary and Waterford have also been included. The All-Star team will be revealed on November 16th. This year's Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Football Championship final will be contested between Dunloe and St Unans after they had respective semi-final wins over the weekend against St Michael's and Gweedore. Highlands big match pundit Brendan Kilcoyne says Dunloe will not fear St Unans in the decider.
It's fantastic, I think, for football. I think it gives hope to other clubs around the counties too. You know, we always talk about the top four and we talk about the domination of, you know, these teams over in championship football over the last number of years. And to see Dunloe come from basically nowhere, intermediate champions a couple of years ago, and now in contesting a county final, and they'll go into that county final with nothing to fear and nothing to lose, because everyone is going to write them off, so they are between now and then. You know, there's no doubt about it, St Junans are going to go in as hot favourites, whether they like it or not. But Dunloe are there because they deserve to be there. They really played a fine game today, very well organised, and just their determination and their sheer will and power to win balls that they shouldn't have won and to keep contesting everything got them over the line.
And there's of course more from Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh on that one for Dunloe yesterday, available in the sports section of our website highlandradio.com. And there's also of course reaction pieces from both Dunloe and St Unans after their wins. And there'll be more talk tonight on the club championship on the DL debate. Brendan Devaney will be joined by Pádraig Hulferty, Stephen Cassidy, Maureen O'Donnell and Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. That's the DL debate live after the 7 o'clock news this evening and podcasted on highlandradio.com. Finally, in snooker, Ken Doherty has a tough qualifying match ahead of him at the qualifiers for the International Championship this evening. The 1997 World Champion will face John Higgins in Sheffield. The first to 6 frames will advance. And that's your sport update.
Thanks, Oisin. House prices in Donegal rose by 3% in the third quarter of this year, according to the latest survey conducted by DAF.ie. Prices in Q3 of 2024 were 12% higher than a year previously, compared to a rise of 8% seen a year ago. The average price of a Donegal home is now €239,000, 65% above the level seen at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, housing prices rose by an average of 3.1% in the third quarter of 2024. Economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the report Ronan Lyons says it all comes back to supply.
Inflation's going up rather than down. This is down to a lack of supply. The reason that prices are going up as much as they are and continuing to do so is because we're not seeing, in particular at the moment in the second-hand segment, the amount of supply that's needed given the amount of demand that's there.
And that full report can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. There have been calls for a bus shelter to be erected in Drumkeen Village for buses heading from Letterkenny to Ballybuffet. At a recent meeting of the Lifford Stranorler MD, Councillor Martin Scanlon made the call. Councillor Scanlon says it would be a welcome addition for those that rely on public transport and stressed this is a public safety issue.
In the village at the minute, we have a shelter on the side heading from Ballybuffet to Letterkenny, and the people are across the main road then to get the bus coming in. So it's a health and safety issue more than anything to have a shelter and a stop on the Letterkenny to Ballybuffet route.
And do you think it would be beneficial for people that solely rely on public transport to get them to and from, you know, places like Letterkenny or just even around the county?
It has a major, between two major towns and the area, and we're trying to promote a green economy and public transport. We can't get that if we haven't got bus stops and shelters along the way. And it was great that we had our MD meet, that there was cross-party support from Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, which are also calling for shelters in other parts of the MD. So it's good to see that we can work together on this. We were told that it was the NTA that was in charge of this here, and that we asked it for put along with a proposal for a bus shelter in Kelly Garden, so hopefully they'll get it done as quickly as possible.
The HSE's annual free winter vaccination programme for at-risk groups started today. Those aged over 60, healthcare workers, pregnant women, anyone with a long-term health condition and children aged between 2 and 17 are eligible for a free vaccine at their local pharmacy or GP. The HSE is also urging the public to avail of a COVID-19 vaccine or booster. Over 7,000 people were hospitalised with COVID last winter. President of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Tom Murray, says it's best to get vaccinated early.
It will take maybe up to 10 to 14 days to get absolute maximum coverage, so the sooner the better. I mean, the demand normally is very, very high, September, October, and the early adapters, if you like, the demand is very, very high with those. So I would recommend people to make an appointment with their local pharmacy as soon as possible.
Derry City and Strabane District Council has confirmed that four of its 11 recycling centres will revert to winter opening hours from today. Eglinton Park and Plumbridge recycling centres will open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Mondays, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Tuesday to Friday, and will remain closed on Saturdays and Sundays. Newton Stewart Recycling Centre will be closed on Sundays and Mondays, open from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Tuesday to Fridays, and from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturdays. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue is being urged to extend the time limit for farmers to spread slurry on their fields. The final date for spreading slurry on farms in Ireland in 2024 is this evening, with the closed period beginning tomorrow. Into's Donegal election candidate Mary T. Sweeney says the slurry spreading deadline must be extended into October, as recent bad weather means many farmers are working flat out in a bid to meet the current cut-off point, and many will not finish in time. She says in Dublin, Wicklow and Wexford, farmers can start to spread slurry again in mid-January, yet farmers in Donegal and other northwest counties have to wait until the 31st. Ms. Sweeney says that that being the case, the end of the season limit should be extended.
The contractors that are doing the slurry are doing 20 hours a day in the good weather. They're trying to get slurry spread before the deadline, and there's still a backlog of work to be completed, and they need more time.
Given the weather today, a lot of that work is not going to be finished by midnight, and midnight, as far as government is concerned, is the deadline.
We have to call on Minister McConlogue to extend that and to come out publicly today and extend that and have common sense for farmers in Donegal and indeed around many other parts of the country that need that extension desperately.
You've made the point that there have been special considerations made for farmers down the country in terms of the opening of the season. It opens earlier for some farmers. That sets a precedent, you believe, that should allow the minister to act in the way you want him to.
I believe that when you put a rigid timeline in place for agricultural work in Ireland, any type of farming work, that's weather dependent, it's not really the best idea, because we have to be flexible. You can't wreck the fields going in to try and do something that's going to destroy the land.
Ryanair has cut 14 routes from Dublin Airport over the passenger cap. CEO Michael O'Leary has repeatedly called for the government to intervene in the planning condition. The 32 million passenger cap was put in place in 2007 over concerns about traffic volumes around Dublin Airport. The airport's operator says these flights are being lost to Ireland and are being moved to places like Sweden instead. An emergency meeting of EU foreign ministers on the situation in Lebanon is taking place this evening. The Taoiseach is among those attending the video conference call, with concerns rising following an escalation of violence in the Middle East. Hezbollah believes Israel's preparing for a ground invasion of Lebanon as an airstrike hit the city of Beirut for the first time. Micheál Martin says de-escalation is needed urgently.
The level of deprivation, hunger in the Middle East now is at a scale that is quite shocking and not sustainable. I think the militia, Hamas and Hezbollah, have a lot to answer for. We don't have a government in Lebanon. We need a government in Lebanon to stabilise the situation from a Lebanese perspective.
And now for the weather, sunny spells and scattered showers, rather cool with highest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees. Any remaining rain or showers clearing tonight with some clear spells developing, minimum temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Public Expenditure Minister Pascal O'Donoghue is meeting with Cabinet colleagues this evening to nail down the final details of Budget 2025. The social welfare budget is among the last to be finalised, though it's been confirmed there will be a €12 a week increase across core welfare rates. Donegal County Council has voted to keep the local property tax unchanged in Donegal. After lengthy decisions for most of the day, the majority of councillors voted to retain the 15% LPT, as was implemented in 2020 for the next 5 years. There were 313 admitted patients awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital during the month of September, a 46% reduction on the September 2023 figure of 580. And a comprehensive study into cement and concrete has shown the extent to which the level of deterioration of inner leaf and foundations is slower than outer leaf. The study confirms that internal sulphate attack brought on by oxidised pyrotite is the cause of failure in Donegal homes. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, September 30th. The death has taken place of Colin McHugh, 249 Town Parks Convoy. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the old graveyard. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Family time please after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. The death has taken place of Jimmy O'Connor, 31 Belldew, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Deirdre McDade, Ní Callaghan, Mina Gorry, Buncrana, reposing at her brother Kevin Callaghan's house, Clonglash, Buncrana. Leaving there on Wednesday at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to iCare, iAdult and Sonus. House private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Nora Doherty, Ní Blaney, Sapa Muff and formerly Fanid, reposing at her late residence. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St Patrick's Church, Iskaheen, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Rose Kelly, Ní Byrne, 25 Black Rock Drive, Ballybuffet, and formerly Capri Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her residence tomorrow at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock. Interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice Letterkenny, care of any family member. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Desi Lafferty, 481 The Curra, Killigordon, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Charles Lynch Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.